the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Wanna pop shit? I pop clips, bitch. I put my dick on your lips. Alabama split hammer slay quick that David Banner, damn array shit. Wanna pop shit? I pop clips. Wanna pop shit? I pop clips. Wanna pop shit? I pop clips. Wanna pop shit? I pop clips.
Hey, it's half past 9 o'clock. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr. and Mark Davila.
Congratulations.
It doesn't really fit. Congratulations. You know, the word has to have like a C-O-N-T for you to swap that out.
Well, I was saying congratulations.
Yeah, I know. That doesn't really fit.
Yes, it does. Congratulations.
All right, whatever, dude.
How's enough fit?
What are we congratulating everyone on?
They're beautiful cunts.
All right, pop clips, correct?
Did it just get brighter in here?
No.
It did, I swear.
There's something wrong with your eyes.
I swear, it just got like way brighter in here. Way, man, way. Way brighter.
All right, you might be dying.
Well, if that's the case, then whatever. Well, it's another episode of Pop Clips, believe it or not.
And who would know? With an intro like you give, yeah.
And with that said, we go out to Pennsylvania with our good friend Kimberly Ann, who...
Oh, I miss her.
...has some news for us.
Hey, my YouTube friends. I just, like, thought of a really good idea. I'm going to make a new YouTube channel, and it's gonna be, like, a talking channel. It just, you know...
Like she's not doing now?
I'm still gonna have the I Love to Sing X3 channel. That'll just be, like, singing only... I know, like, that was supposed to be, like, a singing channel, but I've always...
Is she doing, like, an MTV and MTV2?
Yeah, but apparently she has another account besides this one called I Love to Sing Times 3.
But she sings and talks on this one.
Yeah, I don't know why would you need so many... First of all, you're splitting up your subscribers that way. It doesn't look as good. Say she had a 500 subscribers in each, it would be a lot better if she had 1,500 on just one account.
That's true. It's true.
You don't need 38 different accounts for different things. Like, this is my singing account. People, you know, no one's forced to watch any of this shit.
I know, but like I said, she's doing all that shit on this one anyway. So why would you need to split it up?
But, you know, I just like to vent and share my story. That's why. So I'm going to make a second channel with just me talking. Some could be like vlogs and... whatever you guys want me
to
do.
What's a vlog?
Also, like, do you guys just want me to sing on my I Love the Sing channel? Or, like, sing and...
it's an I Love the Sing channel. What else would you do on there?
Should I juggle?
Or vlog? See acting on that channel? Or should
maybe it's like vagina log.
On my second channel, should I just do all of that? On my second channel, I'll probably just do all of that. But it's going to be mainly talking on my second channel. Because, you know, I still deal with a lot in my life. And I want people to know. I really do.
I'm curious how the Arc Alliance is doing.
I don't know why she thinks she needs another channel.
Because she's really dumb. So, that's your answer.
It makes no sense.
Yeah, and we gotta find out all the other shit? And we gotta find that other singing channel of hers now?
So here's some comments in the on our video. CJ Max says, "Wow, you're very cute. Thanks, CJ Max." That's Kimmy.
Okay.
"You're welcome." He says, "You're welcome."
Do you like sucking dick?
"You're welcome" as in Y-O-U-R. "So where are you from?" "Pennsylvania. How about you?" "New York." "May I ask your age?" Oh, come on, man.
I know. What does he do?
Watch two of her videos. She'll tell you her age. Look at all the guys. He's trying to pick up creepy... He's trying to pick up slow adult YouTubers, I guess. That's his thing.
Hey, man. I mean... if that's his thing, he's in luck, because he's found her.
Well, a little bit before the decision to make the new YouTube channel, she was feeling really down.
"I can't take my life much longer. No, I'm not an attention seeker. It's called I'm seeking for help.
Detention seeker.
And I'm venting. I'm allowed to express myself. Still dealing with the same routine. I can't take it anymore.
You know what?
It hurts.
If we took this to authorities, I think they'd have to lock her up. Because she's almost saying that she's going to commit suicide. You know how they lock you up for like 72 hours?
Yeah.
I think we could do it. Let's get her locked away.
But all people think is I'm a liar. I honestly don't think I'm gonna.
Why is her voice all like that? I'm sorry.
Maybe she's been crying so much.
Everybody, my life is really hard. I'm not an attention seeker. This is just a cry for help.
She's venting, like literally, to some kind
of gas. Get anywhere in life, honestly. That's how I feel right now.
Is she fake crying?
I don't think I ever will.
What aren't you doing?
Not going anywhere in her life.
I feel like. I feel like God has no future for me.
I feel like God has no future. How about that?
God has no future. New name for a new album. And here's her latest hit, You Are My All in All. I don't know who sings this song.
Or did she write it herself?
No, she would probably say that. But, this song is.
All right, it's playing.
You are my all in all.
Yeah.
You are my strength when I am weak.
Strength?
You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all.
You're my what?
All in all.
Seeking you as a precious jewel. Lord, to give up, I'd be a fool. You are my all in all.
Is this some kind of Christian song?
Sounds like it.
Taking my sin, my cross, my shame. Rising
up, why is she religious?
Can I bless your name?
Oh my God, that reminds
you
me.
You are my all.
This week, I went to
church.
No, I went to see that movie, that kids movie with my son, like Inside Out or whatever. But during the previews, there's a kind of documentary, the preview for some documentary about some Australian religious band. It was driving me fucking nuts. Because all it is like, God this, God loves music, God blah blah blah, I'm singing for God. God, it was like, the preview was super long. And I was just, I was fucking squirming in my seat.
Was it a real preview or was it like the commercial?
No, it's a real preview. Some Australian religious band. Real fucking preview for a real movie.
Well, they're no Kimberly.
Yeah, definitely not.
Next up, we got a guy who's mad at his mom.
Another technique, bioenergetics, designed to help clients release memories stored in the muscles, in this case by hitting a pillow with a tennis racket.
I was angry at my mother.
Okay.
So I started saying, Mom! 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 Why?
I think he's pretending that he's fucking his mom. Some weird kind of incest thing.
He's mad. Why did you do that to me, Mom?
I think it's some weird fantasy about you fucking his mother. It's interesting.
Next up, Selena Gomez has a brand new album out.
About time. I wore the last one out.
This is the first. It's available on iTunes now, and this is the first single from it. Good For You.
A little out of tune.
I'm on the 14 carats. I'm 14.
Is this song,
good? Because probably not.
No, is this song, like, based on, this?
Oh, good for you!
Probably. I don't know much about it, but I'd assume.
Yeah.
Doing it up like my eyes.
What?
I don't know what she's saying.
And you say I got a touch so good. So
her voice. Good. They have so many effects on her voice. It's basically not her.
I know. I don't know what the fuck she's even saying.
She can't sing.
Remember that time they the effects cut out and you just heard her?
No, her microphone. She got all mad and left stage.
Oh, because she just lip syncs, yeah.
I just wanna look good.
I don't think she's ever sang live in her life.
I just wanna look good.
I like that she's nude in this video though.
I mean, yeah, she's an attractive girl. And
you can see the top parts of her breasts hanging. Top of her udders. Is that sexist to say udders?
Is it what?
Is that sexist to say udders?
Not if you're referring to a cow.
I mean, that's what they are, really. Right? Breasts?
I mean, on a cow, that's what they are.
But they are on humans, too. That's what they're designed for.
Man, this song's pretty... pretty boring.
Now, where's the catchy part?
Yeah, I'm waiting for it to pick up or something catchy, something.
Oh, good for you!
Oh, here we go. Now it's picking up.
Oh, good for you!
Yeah.
That's a good chorus.
Oh, good for you!
Yeah, this song just keeps going along at the same level. The videos, I mean, with the visual, it's fine because she's hot. But if you're just like listening to the radio,
good for you.
I like how he sings it better.
Oh, good for you.
Song's a lot better this way.
It does help.
Good for you. Oh, good for you!
Man, this is a bore fest.
Trust me, I can take you there. Trust me,
I'm gonna take a fucking nap. Trust me, I'm sure all her little fans are like 11-year-old fans are going on how this is awesome, but not for me.
Oh, good for you! Oh, good for you! Oh, good for you!
And be yours, leave this dress a mess on the floor. Still look good for you, good for you.
Oh, good for you!
Can we be done with her? This song is horrible.
Trust me. This song is a half star, in my opinion.
Yeah, it is shit. Oh. Like I said, it's just nothing through and through. Wow.
Next up, what appears in this video is that a mom and dad decided, hey, you know what's a good idea? Our son's getting out of line. Let's pay the police to pretend to arrest his ass. And,
got out of hand. They killed him.
It worked out for him because the kid freaked out.
Come on, man.
Oh, what are you going to do? No, sir. I'm sorry, sir. Huh? I'm sorry. No,
Dad is taking Scared Straight to the next level.
One day it's gonna get what we can't help you.
We can't help you anymore.
That is really good. That's how they should do Scared Straight. They should actually come in, arrest you, take you downtown, book
you. Put you on the electric chair.
Then throw you in the cell with real people. Now, let's not have real criminals, obviously, because they'll fucking, you know, they won't be good for you. But we'll just have, like, cops in shitty clothes, and they can pretend to be...
Cops? I'd rather be with criminals. These days, come on.
It's true. You're liable to get killed either way, so I don't know. It's a toss-up.
Next up is a controversial subject that's been going around. The fact that everyone is now making the rebel flag or the Confederacy flag disappear from daily life. Like, for our whole lives, it's just been around. It was on the top of the General Lee and Dukes of Hazzard. You know, you see it around every once in a while, like go back a guy's pickup truck. You know?
Yeah.
Never thought much of a, you know,
yeah. I didn't think about it.
I mean, it's kind of racist, but whatever. Who cares? All of a sudden, these 9 people get killed in a racist shooting, and the biggest issue to come out of it, or the thing that came out of it, is we can't have that flag around anymore. That doesn't make any sense to me. Seems a little bit, it seems ass backwards. Good thing you solved the problem of, you know, shootings and racism by getting rid of this flag.
Yeah, well, the flag's gone, so no one, you know, no one's racist anymore.
But conservative talk show host Sean Hannity had a different angle on this. Sure, he's mad about them getting rid of the flag, but he's also wondering why other stuff isn't gone.
Skyrocketing in the wake to push to ban it. Why? Because there are companies now, retailers, are banning the Confederate flag. Now, some of these same retailers, for example, Sears, Walmart, Amazon, eBay, and the rest of the retailers in
the
last 24 hours have announced that
Sears?
They intend to discontinue sales of the Confederate flag. I have a question. Can you still buy a Jay-Z CD at Walmart? Does the music department at Sears have any Ludacris albums?
I don't think Sears has a music department.
Vidi sent on.
I mean, this guy must be pretty rich. He hasn't been in Sears in like 30 years when they last sold records.
I know. He has no idea that what they even sell in
Sears. The Sears Robux sell.
When Mr. Robux walks through Sears, do you think he sees a Jay-Z album?
Does he have Jay-Z 8-tracks? I wonder. Does he?
And when he watches his 8mm films
on Amazon. Can I do that? Can I get some Snoop Dogg albums on eBay?
Why couldn't you?
Now, why do I say that? Because a lot of music by those artists are chock full of the N-word. By the way, and the B-word.
Oh.
And the H-word.
What?
And racist, misogynist, sexist, anti-woman slurs.
Would you just start None saying of those letter words?
Executives would be caught
after a while,
music.
I don't know what you're saying anymore.
Question,
the H-word.
Why are those
What's
retailers?
The H-word?
Hell?
By the way, I'm
Is that the H-word
the
now?
Confederate flag, ban it. But if they're going to ban that, they're racking up millions of dollars, I'm sure a lot more money in sales of music that gratuitously uses the N-word.
You know, the funny thing, I guess he's going with the N-word angle, but these guys who go up against rap as like the dispute, they sound racist because they're not going after other music that uses just, you know, curse words. They're not going after like
well,
metal
no, but
or
he's
punk.
Not he's not talking about swearing. The angle is racism.
All right, so yeah, I guess
but and he is right. Let's get rid of the Confederate flag because it symbolizes a different time. You know, with you know racism, slavery. I don't know. And then you have the rap albums that are chuck full of you know the N word.
But it's not racist because they're black people.
So they're allowed to have it?
Well, yeah. That makes sense to me. You can't be racist if you are that race.
I mean, they could be racist against white people.
Well, yeah, but we're talking about the N-word.
So black people can fly the Confederate flag?
If they wanted to, sure.
But no one else can?
I knew this guy named LJ. He was a black guy. He had the Confederate flag on his jean jacket.
He had it tattooed on his face.
I don't know what he was up to, but that's what he had.
It's kind of weird. You know, I really don't give a fuck. And put whatever flag you want. I mean, if you have the Confederate flag flying at your house, I'm going to assume you're an asshole.
Yeah, that's how we know who assholes are.
Yeah. I would like a good indicator.
You know, if you're going to take away all these indicators, we're not going to know who the assholes are.
Because really, I mean, I'm just going to have to go around assuming everyone's an asshole.
That's what I said. You take a huge issue of a fucking disturbed kid who, you know, pre-planned and
yeah, all this shit. He's a fucking crazy person. It's not that he's racist.
Well,
he's a fucking crazy
person.
Well,
he was racist.
But he would have killed anybody.
No, he wanted to kill black people.
But I mean, top on the list, he's a crazy person.
Either way, what does the flag have to do? Who cares? The flag doesn't cause...
Did the flag make
cause,
him do anything?
Yeah, they didn't do anything. Calm the fuck down.
I know,
down.
And it really has nothing to do with it at all, but, I mean, whatever.
That's what we do now in this outraged culture where everyone's got to be like, well, we can't solve that, so
well,
why not
yeah, what
let's
you
solve
gonna,
let's
listen,
do something else.
You
can't, what can we do? What you, can we solve?
You can't go after gun control because they'll lose their constituents.
Well, these aren't... I'm just talking about regular people who are doing the same thing.
No, well, I'm talking about, you know, I'm talking about higher up. Like, you gotta pick something. Alright, this happened. What are we gonna go after? Well, he was a crazy person. Are we gonna do the mental health angle? Yeah, that's a little touchy. We're gonna go do the gun control angle? Yeah, a lot of people don't like that. They like their guns. Well, what angle are we gonna go after? Well, obviously the racism angle. Because that's the hot button. So how... But let's not just do the regular racism angle. We gotta go at a different way.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's the flag.
I don't know if you guys knew this, but the cause of all racism in America is because of that flag.
Well, obviously, because the cause of all patriotism in America is the American flag, mm-hmm. So it only stands
a
reason.
We all know the president, you know, he likes Jay-Z, invited Jay-Z, Beyonce, they are music royalty to the White House, apparently dozens of times. Prince performed, I guess, last weekend or the weekend before.
Jay-Z.
I don't know if he uses any of that language in his music. I have no idea.
I don't
I'm not
care
a big Prince
way.
Fan. I don't get it, frankly. Listen to his music, I'm like, that's it? I don't get it. Beyonce even performed at Obama's inauguration. She lip-synced, but she performed. So, Beyonce's used, if I'm correct, correct me if I'm wrong, Linda, doesn't she use the B-word in reference to women?
She does indeed.
She has a whole song about that, doesn't
Fuck
she?
Fuck you, bitch.
No. Jay-Z, he's gone as far as to defend his use of the N-word to Oprah. who called him out on it, to her credit. So, if it's
the
okay...
fucking word, who cares?
I know, I don't give a shit, man.
Jesus Christ.
Fuck, everyone just calm down. Live your own life. Everyone leave everyone else alone. And, you know, we'll all be alright.
Mm-hmm.
That's my policy. You leave me alone, I'm gonna leave you alone.
Anyways, moving on to a more fun topic.
Hooray!
Here are some of the worst bands to ever play a note of music. Starting off, we have this band who appears to be playing in their school gymnasium for about 12 people. And
good crowd.
They might want to work on their songwriting and playing abilities a little bit.
Express your qualities. And it's with metal, anything is possible.
With metal, anything's possible.
All I want to kill my teacher.
Are we gonna start? What's going on, guys? Oh, here we go. They have like a mock mosh pit, like behind them.
Apparently they couldn't find anyone to play guitar with them because it's just a bass player and drummer.
You know what really ruins this is the shitty singing. If it wasn't for the horrible singing, like if someone were good with singing, you might be able to cover up that music is kind of shitty.
Look at the audience.
Yeah.
Everyone... Oh my god, they're so like, what in the fuck is this?
Yeah, this is like. Is it just because their levels are way off, too?
I love that they're doing medley, because they're doing Pantera, now they're doing Disturbed.
The thing is, you barely hear the singing. It's like I forgot to turn on the mic for the singers. Metal medley. Or mededley. You think Hannity's against these guys too?
Probably. He should be. I think he should address it on his next show.
He should. Then you have these kids. They don't say the N-word, I'm pretty sure, but...
They really need to get a guitarist.
And they wonder, they might be singing, I can't tell. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I've never seen such a... The audience is just like, what the fuck is this? They're
yeah.
all like sitting Indian style, just
I know,
staring blankly.
There's like no movement in the crowd at all, which I don't blame.
They're not
them
even laughing. I think they're in some kind of
they're
trance.
They're just so bored. They're really kind of just zoned out.
This next band, as you know, we always do Enter Sandman. It's like
we
play like every week on the show. Well,
use a
light.
Here's
a commercial from Walmart. Fucking YouTube, man.
I know.
And it's like they inundate you with these.
Like, listen, I'm not buying any of your shit, man. Okay, like I'm sorry.
It's very crazy. But anyways, these kids do Enter Sandman.
Sure. For nothing.
With a ukulele.
Paul from Kyle Smith on the guitar.
Oh, yeah. Woo! Yeah.
We got one more song for you.
Alright.
Not so famous band called Metallica.
Never heard of it.
Yeah. This song's called Enter Sandman.
Alright, let's go.
Sarcasm, if you couldn't tell.
I got you to clarify sarcasm.
Wait a minute, because I know them. They're pretty popular, actually.
Let's go.
Call me off, buddy. This might be the best version we've played y'all so far.
Probably.
What made these guys think that they should play in front of an audience?
Battle of the bands.
Like, did they record themselves at all and go, alright, we're ready for an audience?
That's the thing. If you're a performer, no matter what you're doing, singing, you know, playing an instrument, comedy, just even public speaking. Always record yourself and then watch it back.
They're all playing different parts
of
the song.
Yeah, I don't know what that guitar guy is doing. I hear bum,
bum. The drummer's not even keeping the beat. This vocalist sounds like the greatest singer in the world compared to the other guy.
Yeah, I know. I'm not really sure his singing style really fits with the song, though, but his singing is like the best part of the song, though. Come on, with this song, you gotta get a little more gruff in that voice. Peter Pan reference, I guess. Alright, that's cool. There's a new Peter Pan movie coming out, did you see?
No.
It's called Pan. It's like the story of Peter Pan, not like when you go on, like, in Disney, like when he's just already there flying around. It's like, how did Peter Pan get to Never Never Land?
I'm really interested in that.
Yeah.
I don't really.
Somebody is, because I made it.
I was played by a girl. Next up, our final in our battle of the shitty bands. This band is trying to play a song.
Battle of the Blands.
By Rage Against the Machine called Killing in the Name of.
Killing in the Name of!
Suck. Yeah. Did you tune your guitar?
Dude, I totally forgot. I'm so sorry. That was my fault, man. You don't want to come in? Yeah.
Killing in the Name of.
I just like how musically they're falling apart.
Can this guy actually play this song? Or?
Well, almost. Yeah, that dude on vocals, I don't know what he's up to.
Are they singing a death metal style?
Yeah. Pretty good.
Now he's getting the audience to sing along.
I think he's having a seizure. I don't know what the fuck he's saying. Does he have an accent now?
Maybe they're Spanish.
Maybe they are. I hear Tulja. Apparently they are, I guess. Maybe that's why they don't know how to rock.
That's a pretty
whatever. Man, shit.
Jeez.
Yeah, everyone fucking sucks. Get used to it.
Not true. I've seen a lot of good
nope. musical nope, bands. That's it.
Well, speaking of good songs, this song comes all the way from, I don't know when, 1930s or something. It was a huge hit.
1935. Maybe.
It was a huge hit, and it's called My Girl's Pussy. She want a whole lot of but it's not that song.
That's not that song at all. Now this is a classic. My gramps was married to the song.
Well,
just one pet I like to pet, and every evening we get set.
I like when he said the pet I like to pet.
Every
chance I get, it's my girl's pussy. Seldom plays and never purrs, and I love the thoughts it serves, but I don't mind because it's hers.
My girl's pussy.
Often it goes out at night.
This is a fucking song. And that's why it drives me crazy how old people complain about music. It's all sex and blah blah blah. Like it's something fucking new. This song was in the fucking 30s. So shut the fuck up. This is how it's always been. We like fucking, that's what we want to sing about. So shut up.
Oh, the saloon piano.
Yeah. I want to hear the music stop when I walk through those saloon-style doors. They all look over.
Oh no, Mark's here.
Mark's in town.
And for the song of the week, so that's My Girl's Pussy. Look it up.
Yeah. The song of the week. Number one with the bullet.
We visit with
number one with a boner.
Billy Ocean once again, where he's saying, "Get out of my dreams and get in my car."
Oh, good. My car started. I was worried.
That reminds me of having a really shitty car and you're picking up a girl. Like, you're just like, please, don't fuck up car
on my date. Yeah, I don't need
this. Let me get her home without the car stalling out at a red light or having to call the tow truck guy.
Now, I recall this song was in the movie License to Drive with both Coreys. And in this, of course, there was like the super hot chick. Her name was Mercedes in there. I wonder what she looks like now. But one of the Coreys, I can't remember which, I think the dead one, took her on a date. But meanwhile, somehow she got knocked unconscious, or she got drunk or something, and she was unconscious the whole movie. And so she was in the trunk of the car for most of the flick. And then, you know, him and his buddies went on some wild hijinks. The car was stolen. They had to get it back. Good 80s flick, man. Solid.
Song's kind of creepy, though. He's like, get out of my dreams into my car. Where's he taking her?
I don't know. Someplace quiet. Abandoned warehouse? I don't know. Someplace romantic, you know. This does seem like a psychotic stalker type song, because when he sees that girl, all he can think is, get out of my fucking head,
get in my trunk.
See, she's just, it's her fault, she won't get out of my fucking mind.
So it's time for him to take her to the river and throw her in.
The only way to settle this is dismember her body, obviously. So get into my car and let's take care of this. They don't have sounds like this anymore, man.
Lady driver, let me take the wheel.
The 80s, they had it. They knew where it was.
Yeah, because you could tell ladies, like, stop driving these days. Hey, you lady, no driving, let me drive. Oh, man.
Good old days. Move over. Back then, like, the front seat was just like one long bench seat too. Mm-hmm. You could just slide over.
Yeah, the girl just slides right over. It's a lot harder to get next to your best gal now. Like the
I got all the shit in the middle. You could fit a lot more people in the car too with a nice bench seat.
Yeah, get the extra spot.
Yeah. You know, let's bring that back. Front seat bench. Or obesity is a real problem. Imagine all the space you'd have as a giant man.
Yeah.
You'd just really stretch out.
Well, that does it.
Yeah. Fat People Unite. HachoWizKids.com. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Tell a friend. Yeah, yeah, yeah.